This is the Cricket World News Roundup for the 30th of August. A panel of distinguished former cricketers have chosen Michael Clarke to lead the ICC's Test Team of the Year. South Africa's Dale Steyn is included as the leader of the bowling attack for the fifth successive year, while his countrymen Hashim Amla and Jack Callis are included for the third year in a row, as is Sri Lanka's Kumar Sangakkara. That same panel selected a long list of players for the various awards which the ICC will hand out at its annual awards dinner on the 15th of September. That list has now been whittled down to a shortlist of between 4 and 6 nominees for each category after being voted on by a 32-strong committee. Among those in the running for the main awards are Hashim Amla and Vernon Philander for the Cricketer of the Year, MS Dhoni and Virat Kohli for One Day International Cricketer of the Year, and Sarah Taylor and Anisa Mohammed for Women's Cricketer of the Year. The full ICC Test Team of the Year is as follows: Alistair Cook, Hashim Amla, Kumar Sangakkara, Jack Callis, Michael Clarke, Shivnarine Chanderpaul, Matt Prior, Stuart Broad, Vernon Philander, Dale Steyn, Syed Ajmal, and 12th man has been named as AB de Villiers. Mohammed Asif has said that he will pursue an appeal against the 7-year ban imposed on him by the ICC for spot fixing. He was banned by the governing body for accepting money to bowl no balls in the Lord's Test against England in 2010. He said, "I had filed the appeal when I was banned by the ICC in February 2011, and now I have decided to pursue my appeal through my counsel at Ravi Gill and hope that a date is given to me soon." And Hampshire police are investigating a complaint of Islamophobic abuse during the One Day International between England and South Africa. It is understood that teenage Muslim spectators were verbally abused by a spectator following an argument over who should occupy a certain seat. A complaint was made at the time to stewards and later to the police. A statement from Hampshire said that Ajis Bowler confirmed his work in conjunction with Hampshire police regarding an allegation made to the police of racial abuse at the ground following the NatWest Series 1 International on Tuesday the 28th of August.